Not that I am free from sin. Man's soul is prone to evil, except the one to whom my Rabb has shown mercy. Certainly my Rabb is forgiving, merciful. The king said, bring him to me. I will take him for my special service. When Yusuf had a talk with the king, he said, from now on you have an honorable place with us, and you will enjoy our full confidence. Yusuf said, place me over all the resources of the land. Certainly I know how to manage. I have the necessary knowledge. Thus we established Yusuf in the land to live therein in any way he wished. We bestow our mercy on whom we please, and we do not let the reward of good people go to waste. Yet the reward in the hereafter will be even better for those who believe and are righteous. Several years later, when the famine started and there was no food available outside Egypt, Yusuf's brothers came to Egypt for food and entered his office. He recognized them, but they did not recognize him. When he had given them their due provisions and they were about to leave, he said, bring your half-brother to me next time. Do you not see that I give full measure and provide the best hospitality? But if you do not bring him, you shall have no grain, nor shall you even come near me again. They replied, we shall certainly try to bring him from his father. This we will surely do. Yusuf told his servants to put his brother's money into their saddlebags secretly, so that they should know about it only when they reached their family, so that they might come back again. When Yusuf's brothers returned to their father, they said, father, grain is henceforth denied us unless we take our stepbrother with us. Please send our brother with us so that we may get our measure. We take full responsibility for his safety. He said, should I trust you with him as I once trusted you with his brother? Allah is the best protector, and he is the most merciful of the mercy givers. When they opened their baggage, they discovered that their money had been returned to them. Father, they cried with joy, what more can we ask for? Here is our money returned back to us. We will buy more food for our family. We will take good care of our brother and obtain an extra camel load of grain. This way it will be easy to add another camel load of grain. Yaqub replied, I will never send him with you until you pledge in the name of Allah that you will surely bring him back to me unless you become helpless. And when they had given their pledge, he said, Allah is witness over the pledge you made. Then he said, my sons, do not enter the capital city of Egypt through one gate. Enter from different gates. Not that I can avail you aught against Allah. This advice is just a precaution, because none can accurately judge except Allah. In him do I put my trust, and in him let all the reliant put their trust. When they entered the city as their father had advised them, it did not avail them against the will of Allah. Of course, Yaqub did his best to avert the fear he had in his heart. Indeed, he possessed the knowledge which we had given him, but most people do not know. When they entered to Yusuf, he called his brother alone to himself and said, in fact, I am your brother. Now you need not grieve at what they have been doing. While Yusuf was arranging the loading of their provisions, he put the royal drinking cup into his brother's pack. Later on, a crier called out, O people of the caravan, you must be thieves. They turned back and asked, what have you lost? The royal servant said, we have lost the king's drinking cup, and the one who brings it will be awarded a camel load of corn, I guarantee it. Yusuf's brothers said, by Allah, you should know by our behavior during our stay here that we did not come here to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves. The royal servants said, what should be the punishment of the thief if you are liars? They replied, the punishment of he in whose pack you find the royal cup will be to make him your bondsman. That's how we punish wrongdoers. After this, Yusuf first began to search the packs of his stepbrothers before the pack of his own brother. Finally, he took it out of his brother's pack. Thus we directed Yusuf. He could not seize his brother under the king's law, but Allah willed otherwise. We exalt in rights whom we please. He is the one whose knowledge is far greater than the knowledge of all others. At this accusation, his brothers remarked, this is not strange if he has committed a theft, for his brother also committed a theft before him. Hearing this, Yusuf suppressed his feelings and did not reveal anything to them. He simply whispered to himself, what a bad people you are. You are accusing me of something the truth of which Allah knows best. They said, O noble prince, He has a very aged father who may not be able to survive without him. So please, take one of us instead of him. We see that you are one of those who do good to others. Yusuf replied, God forbid that we should seize other than the one with whom we found our property. If we did so, then indeed we would be unjust. When they lost hope of moving Yusuf, they went aside to confer in private. The eldest of them said, You know that your father has taken a solemn pledge in the name of Allah, and you also know how you fell short in your duty with respect to Yusuf. Therefore, I am not going to leave this land until my father gives me permission or Allah decides for me, and he is the best of all judges. Go back to your father and tell him, Father, your son committed theft. We did not see him stealing. We testify only to what we know. How could we guard against the unforeseen? You may inquire from the people of the city where we lodged and the caravan in which we traveled that we are indeed telling the truth. When they went back and told all this to their father, No, cried their father, your souls have contrived a story for you. Well, I will bear this too with good patience. Maybe Allah will bring them back to me. Indeed, he is the knowledgeable, the wise. He turned his face away from them, crying, Alas for Yusuf! His eyes became white with grief, and he became sorely oppressed. They said, By Allah, it appears that you will not cease to remember Yusuf until you ruin your health or kill yourself. He said, I complain of my distress and grief to Allah alone, and I know from Allah what you do not know. O my sons, go and search for Yusuf and his brother. Never give up hope of Allah's mercy. In fact, none despairs of Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people. When they went back to Egypt and entered Yusuf's office, they said, Noble prince, we and our family are in great distress. We have hardly any money. Please give us full quota and also some charity. Surely Allah rewards the charitable. Hearing this, Yusuf, who could contain himself no longer, replied, Do you know what you did to Yusuf and his brother while acting out of ignorance? This took them by surprise, and they cried, What? Are you really Yusuf? He said, Yes, I am Yusuf, and this is my brother. Allah has indeed been gracious to us. In fact, as for the righteous and the patient, Allah really does not let the reward of the righteous be wasted. They said, By Allah, certainly Allah has preferred you over us. We have indeed been guilty. Yusuf said, There is no blame on you today. May Allah forgive you. He is the most merciful of those who show mercy. Go, take this shirt of mine and cast it over the face of my father. He will recover his sight. Then come back to me with all the members of your family. When the caravan started, their father said, Certainly I feel the scent of Yusuf, even though you may think I am out of my mind. The people who heard him said, By Allah, you are still suffering from your old illusion. But when the bearer of the good news arrived, he cast the shirt of Yusuf over his face, and he regained his sight. Then he said, Didn't I tell you that I know from Allah what you do not know? They said, Father, pray for the forgiveness of our sins. We have indeed done wrong. He replied, Soon I will ask my Rabb for your forgiveness. Surely he is the one who is forgiving, the merciful. When they came to Yusuf, he asked his parents to lodge with him and said, Now enter the city. Allah willing, you will live here in peace. After entering the city, he helped his parents to seats on the throne, and they all fell down in prostration before him. This, said Yusuf to his father, is the interpretation of my dream which I dreamt long before. My Rabb has really made it come true. It was his grace that he took me out of prison and brought you all here from the desert, even though Shaitan had stirred up strife between me and my brothers. For sure, my Rabb fulfills his plan in mysterious ways. Surely he is the one who is knowledgeable, the wise. O Rabb, you have indeed given me a kingdom and taught me the interpretation of dreams. O the creator of the heavens and the earth, you are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Make me die as a Muslim and admit me among the righteous. O Muhammad, this story which we have revealed to you is a tale of the unseen, for you were not therewith when they collectively conspired and schemed against him. Yet strive as you may, most men are not going to become believers. Even though you do not demand any recompense for this information, this Quran is nothing but a reminder for all the people of the world. There are many signs in the heavens and the earth which they pass by, yet they pay no attention to them. As a result, most of them who believe in Allah also commit shirk. Do they feel secure that Allah's scourge will not fall on them, or that the hour of doom will not come upon them suddenly while they do not suspect it? Tell them plainly, this is my way. I invite you to Allah with sure knowledge which I and my followers possess. Glory be to Allah, and I am not one of the mushrikeen. All the Rasuls that we sent before you, O Muhammad, were human beings, to whom we sent our revelations after choosing them from the people of their town. Have these unbelievers not traveled through the land and seen what was the end of those who passed away before them? From their destiny you should know that the home of the hereafter is better for those who are righteous. Why don't you understand? Respite was granted until the Rasuls gave up hope of their people and realized that they were being treated as liars. Our help came to them, and we delivered those whom we pleased, and our scourge was not averted from the criminal people. There is a lesson in these stories of former people for men of common sense. This story of Yusuf revealed in the Quran is not an invented tale, but a confirmation of previous scriptures, a detailed exposition of all things, and is a guidance and blessing for the people who believe. Surat Ar-Ra'd. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Alif Lam Mim Ra. These are the verses of the book which has been revealed to you, O Muhammad, from your Rabb. It's the truth, but most people do not believe in this. Allah is the one who raised the heavens without any pillars that you can see, then firmly established himself on the throne of authority and subjected the sun and the moon to his law, each one pursuing its course for an appointed time. He regulates all affairs. He has spelled out his revelations so that you may believe in meeting your Rabb. He is the one who spread out the earth and placed thereon mountains and rivers, created fruits of every kind in pairs, two and two, and makes the night cover the day. Certainly in these things are signs for those who use their common sense. In the earth there are tracts, side by side, gardens of grapes, cornfields, and palm trees with single and double trunks. They are all watered with the same water, yet we make some of them excel others in taste. Surely in this there are signs for people who use their common sense. Now if there is anything that seems strange, then strange is their saying, what, when we will become dust, could we be raised to a new life again? They are the people who have denied their Rabb. They are the ones who will have yokes around their necks, and they are the ones who will be inmates of hellfire to live therein forever. They ask you to hasten on the evil rather than the good, although there have been instances of exemplary punishment before them. In fact, your Rabb is the Lord of forgiveness to the people, notwithstanding their wrongdoing. And it is also the fact that your Rabb is stern in retribution. The unbelievers say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Rabb? You are nothing but a warner, and every nation was assigned a guide. Allah knows what every female bears in her womb. He is fully aware of what decrease or increase takes place in the womb. Everything has a due measure with him. He has perfect knowledge of both the visible and the invisible. He is the great, the most high. It is the same to him whether any of you speak in secret or aloud, whether anyone hides under the darkness of night or walks about in broad daylight. Each person has assigned guardian angels before him and behind him, who watch him by the command of Allah. The fact is that Allah never changes the condition of a people until they intend to change it themselves. If Allah wants to afflict a people with misfortune, none can ward it off, nor can they find any protector besides him. He is the one who shows you lightning which causes fear and hope, and brings up heavy clouds. The thunder declares his glory with his praises, and so do the angels with awe. He is the one who sends thunderbolts and smites with them whomever he wants. Yet the unbelievers dispute concerning Allah. He is mighty in strength. Praying to him alone is the right thing. The other deities they pray to besides him cannot answer their prayers. They are like a man who stretches forth his hands to the water and asks it to reach his mouth. It cannot reach his mouth this way. Likewise, the prayer of the unbelievers is nothing but a fruitless effort. Whatever is in the heavens and the earth do prostrate before Allah alone, willingly or unwillingly, and so do their shadows in the mornings and the evenings. Ask them, who is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth? If they hesitate to respond, say, Allah. Then ask them, when this is the fact, why do you take other deities besides him, who do not control any benefit or harm, even to themselves, as your protectors? Say, are the blind and the seeing equal, or can darkness and light be equal? If that is not so, then have your Shiratas created anything like his creation, which has made the matter of creation doubtful for them? Say, Allah alone is the creator of everything, and he is the one, the irresistible. He sends down water from the skies, and each channel starts flowing according to its measure, and then the torrent bears a swelling foam, like the scum which appears from metal which are melted in the furnace for making ornaments and utensils. By such examples, Allah depicts truth and falsehood. As for the scum, it is thrown away, being worthless, but that which is useful to mankind remains behind on the earth. In this way, Allah cites examples to make his message clear. There is an excellent reward for those who respond to the call of their Rabb. As for those who do not respond to him, even if they had all that is in the earth and as much besides, to offer as a ransom in order to save themselves from punishment, it would be of no use. They are the ones who will have terrible reckoning. Their abode will be hell. What an evil resting place. How can the one who knows that what has been revealed to you from your Rabb is the truth be like the one who is blind to this fact? Only those who use their common sense benefit from this reminder. They are the ones who fulfill their covenant with Allah and do not break their pledge. And they are the ones who join together what Allah has commanded to be joined, who fear their Rabb and are afraid of the terrible reckoning. Also, they are the ones who are patient, seek the pleasure of their Rabb, establish Salah, spend secretly and openly out of the sustenance which we have provided for them, and repel evil with good. They are the ones for whom there is the home of the hereafter, the paradise of perpetual bliss. They will enter into it along with their righteous forefathers, their spouses, and their descendants. The angels will come to welcome them from every side, saying, peace be upon you for all that you steadfastly endured in the world. Now, how excellent will be the home of the hereafter. As for those who break their covenant with Allah after confirming it and cut asunder what Allah has commanded to be joined and create mischief in the land, they are the ones on whom there shall be a curse. And they are the ones who will have a terrible home. Allah grants abundantly his provisions to whom he will, and sparingly to whom he pleases. The unbelievers rejoice in the life of this world, but brief indeed is the comfort of this worldly life as compared to the life of the hereafter. The unbelievers say, why has no sign been sent down to him from his Rabb? Say, in fact, Allah lets him go astray who wants, and guides to himself those who turn to him. Such are the ones who have believed and whose hearts find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. Beware, it is the remembrance of Allah which provides tranquility to the hearts. As for those who believe and do good deeds, for them there will be prosperity and a beautiful place of final return. O Muhammad, we have sent you among a nation before whom other nations have passed away, so that you may recite to them our revelations which we have sent down to you. Yet they are rejecting the compassionate. Say, he is my Rabb. There is no God but him. In him I have put my trust, and to him shall I return. Even if there were a Quran that move mountains, cleft the earth asunder, and make the dead speak, surely all things are subject to Allah's command. Have not yet the believers been satisfied that if Allah wanted, he would have certainly guided the whole of mankind? As for the unbelievers, the disaster will not cease to afflict them every now and then, or to couch at their very doorsteps because of their misdeeds, until the promise of Allah is fulfilled. Surely Allah will not fail his promise. Rasuls have been mocked before you, but I always gave respite to the unbelievers, and finally I seized them. So see how terrible was my requital. What? Are they so audacious that they ascribe partners to Allah, who watches minutely over each and every soul and knows all that it does? O Prophet, ask them. If Allah himself has set them up as his partners, then tell me their names. Do you mean to inform him of something new that he does not know on this earth, or do you merely utter empty words? Nay, indeed, their foul devices seem fair to the unbelievers, for they have been debarred from the right way, and there is none to guide those whom Allah has let go astray. They shall be punished in the life of this world. Still more grievous is the punishment of the hereafter, and there is none to protect them from Allah. As for the paradise which the righteous have been promised, it is like this. Rivers flow beneath it. Eternal are its fruits, and eternal are its shades. Such is the reward of the righteous, but the reward of the unbelievers is the fire. O Prophet, some of those to whom we have given the book rejoice at what is revealed to you, while there are some factions who deny a part of it. Tell them, I am commanded to worship Allah and to associate none with him. To him I invite you, and to him I shall return. With these instructions, we have revealed this commandment in the Arabic language. Now, if you follow their vain desires after real knowledge has come to you, there will be none to save you or protect you against the wrath of Allah. We have sent forth other Rasuls before you and given them wives and children, and it is never in the power of a Rasul to show any miracle without the sanction of Allah. For each period there was a book. Allah abrogates and confirms what he pleases. With him is the master copy of the book. O Muhammad, whether we let you see within your lifetime a part of what we threaten them with, or cause you to die before we smite them, your mission is only to deliver the message, and it is for us to take accountability. Do they not see that we gradually reduce the land in their control through curtailing its borders? When Allah commands, there is none to reverse his command, and he is swift in taking accountability. Those unbelievers who pass before them also devise plots. But Allah is the master of all planning. He knows the actions of every soul. Soon the unbelievers will come to know who will get the home of paradise in the hereafter. The unbelievers say, you are no Rasul. Say, Allah is all-sufficient witness between me and you, and so are those who have knowledge of the book. Surah Ibrahim. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Alif Lam Ra. O Muhammad, this is a book which we have revealed to you so that you may bring mankind out of utter darkness to the light by the leave of their Rabb, to the way of the mighty, the praiseworthy, the one to whom belongs all that is in the heavens and the earth. Woe to the unbelievers, for they will be sternly punished. They are the ones who love the life of this world more than the hereafter, who debar others from the way of Allah and seek to make it crooked. They have gone far astray into error. We have not sent any Rasul except that he speaks the language of his own people so that he could explain to them clearly. Then Allah leaves in error whom he will and guides whom he pleases. He is the mighty, the wise. We sent Musa with our sign, saying, lead your people out of utter darkness into light and remind them to learn the lessons from the days of Allah. Surely there are signs in this for every steadfast, thankful person. Recall when Musa said to his people, remember Allah's favor to you when he delivered you from the people of Firaun, who subjected you to cruel afflictions, putting your sons to death and sparing your females, and in this there was a tremendous trial from your Rabb. Remember that your Rabb forewarned, if you are grateful, I will bestow abundance upon you, but if you are ungrateful, my punishment will be terrible indeed. Musa said, if you and all the dwellers of the earth become thankless, you should know that he does not stand in need of any of you. Surely Allah is self-sufficient, praiseworthy. Have you not heard the information of those who passed away before you, the people of Nuh, Ad, and Thamud, and those who came after them? Allah alone knows them. Their Rasuls came to them with clear signs, but they bit their hands with their mouths and said, certainly we reject the message with which you have been sent, and certainly we strongly doubt the faith to which you invite us. The Rasuls responded, "Are you doubting the existence of Allah, who is the creator of the heavens and the earth? He is the one who invites you so that he may forgive you your sins and give you respite to your appointed term." They said, "You are nothing but a human like us. You only wish to turn us away from the worship of those deities whom our forefathers used to worship. Bring us some clear sign." The Rasul said to them, "It is true that we are human like yourselves, but Allah bestows his grace of appointing a Rasul on such of his servants as he pleases. It is not in our power to bring you any sign except by Allah's permission, and in Allah let the believers put their trust. What reason do we have not to put our trust in Allah when he has already guided us to the ways of our lives? We shall certainly endure your persecution patiently, and those who want to put their trust should put their trust in Allah." Finally, the unbelievers said to their Rasuls, "Return to our religion or we will expel you from our land." But their Rabb revealed his will to them, "We shall destroy the wrongdoers and give you the land to dwell in after they are gone. This is the reward of the ones who dread my eminence and fear my threats." The Rasuls called for judgment. Every tyrant opposer of the truth was disappointed. Hell is next for him, wherein he will be given festering water to drink. He will sip, but never will be able to swallow. Death will surround him from all sides, yet he will not die. Beyond that, there will be horrible punishment. The parable of the deeds of those who deny their Rabb is that their deeds are like ashes which the wind scatters on a stormy day. They will gain nothing from their deeds, and this is to stray far away from the goal of getting back to paradise. Do they not see that Allah has based the creation of the heavens and the earth on truth? That he can destroy you if he wills and bring into being a new creation? That is not at all difficult for Allah. When all the people appear before Allah, those who were weak in the earth will say to those who thought themselves mighty, "We were your followers. Now can you do anything to relieve us from the punishment of Allah?" They will reply, "Had Allah given us guidance, we would have guided you. Now it makes no difference whether we panic or bear it with patience, for there is no escape for us." Once the matter has been decided, Shaitan will say, "In fact, the promises which Allah made to you were all true. I too made some promises to you, but failed to keep any of them. However, I had no power over you. I just invited you, and you accepted my invitation. Now, do not blame me, but blame yourselves. I cannot help you, nor can you help me. I reject what you did before, that you associated me with Allah. Certainly, such wrongdoers will have painful punishment." Those who believe and do good deeds will be admitted to paradise, beneath which rivers flow, to live therein forever with the permission of their Rabb, and their greetings therein will be peace. Do you not see how Allah gave the example of comparing a good word with a good tree whose roots are firm and its branches are in the sky? It yields its fruit every season by Allah's leave. Allah cites these examples for men so that they may learn a lesson from them. But the example of an evil word is that of an evil tree, which is torn out from the earth and has no stability. With firm words, Allah makes the believer steadfast in the life of this world and in the hereafter. But Allah lets the wrongdoers go astray. Allah does what he pleases. Have you not seen those people who respond to the favors of Allah with ingratitude and drive their people into the house of perdition, which is hell, wherein they shall burn, an evil place to live? They set up equals with Allah to mislead people from his way. Tell them, "Well, you may enjoy yourselves for a while, but your final destination is going to be hellfire." O Prophet, tell my devotees who have believed to establish Salah and spend in charity openly and secretly out of the sustenance which I have given them before the coming of that day in which there will neither be trading nor friendship. It is Allah who has created the heavens and the earth. He sends down water from the sky with which he brings forth fruits for your sustenance. He has made the ships subservient to you, that they may sail through the sea by his command, and likewise the rivers are made for your benefit. The sun and the moon are also assigned for your benefit, which steadfastly pursue their courses to cause the night and the day for your benefit. He has given you all that you could ask for, and if you want to count the favors of Allah, you will never be able to count them. In fact, Man is unjust, thankless. Remember when Ibrahim said, "My Rab, make this city a city of peace, and save me and my sons from the worship of idols. O Rab, they have indeed led many people astray. Therefore only those who follow my ways belong to me, and I leave those to you who disobey me. Surely you are forgiving, merciful. Our Rab, I have settled some of my offspring in a barren valley near your sacred house. Our Rab, I have done this in the hope that they would establish Salah. Therefore, turn the hearts of the people towards them and provide them with fruits so that they may give thanks. Our Rab, certainly you know what we conceal and what we reveal. In fact, nothing in the earth or in heaven is hidden from Allah. Praise be to Allah who has given me Ismail and Ishaq in my old age. Indeed, my Rab hears all prayers. O Rab, make me and my descendants establish Salah. Our Rab, accept my prayer. Our Rab, forgive me and my parents and all believers on the day when the accountability will take place. Never think that Allah is unaware of what these unjust people are doing. He is only deferring their case to the day when their eyes will be fixedly opened. They will be running in terror with their heads uplifted, staring but seeing nothing, and their hearts utterly vacant. O Muhammad, forewarn mankind of the day when our punishment will overtake them, when the wrongdoers will say, "Our Rabb, give us a little more respite. We will answer your call and follow the Rasuls." But it will be said to them, "Are you not the same people who once swore that you would never suffer a decline? When you lived among those people who had wronged their souls, it was explained to you how we dealt with them, and we even described for you their examples. They hatched their plots, but their plots were well within the sight of Allah, even though these were such which could move mountains. Never think that Allah will break the promise which he has made to his Rasuls. Surely Allah is mighty in power, the Lord of retribution. Warn them of the day when the earth will be changed into a different earth, and the heavens as well, and all of them will stand before Allah, the One, the Irresistible. And on that day you will see the criminals bound together in chains, their garments will be made of tar, and their faces will be covered with flames. Allah will requite each soul according to its deeds. Surely Allah is swift in taking the account." This is the proclamation for mankind. Let them take warning therefrom. Let them know that he is the one and only worthy of worship, and let the men of understanding learn a lesson. Surat Al-Hijr. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. Alif Lam Ra. These are the verses of the divine book, the glorious Quran, which makes things clear.